Okay, unfortunately, there is, for different technical and travel reasons, we will immediately go to the next panel and have all your questions at the end of the next panel, because people have to speak before catching a plane. So please, if the speakers can stay around for the, but then we go to the next panel now. Thank you.
So this slight change of program is now also that we will first hear from Gianmarco Sanna, violinist and founder and artistic director of the Geminiani Project London, about the Verdi tuning. You heard yesterday evening the Geminiani project playing in the concert, and Gianmarco has to leave rather soon. That is why we put his speech now, and after that we will have the musical contribution, the Korean folk song and also the Mozart song, and then we will proceed as it says in the program. There will be enough time for discussion, so please just take your seat now. There will be enough time for discussion later in this concluding part of the conference. And I think all the questions and thoughts which have evolved now after this very fascinating science panel can be asked and can be shared with the audience, and the panelists will be available. So please take your seat now. We are starting now with the third panel, and I ask Gianmarco to come up here and to speak to us. Can you come here?
Probably this,
yeah,
one.
This,
yeah,
one? Okay. Can you see if it's on?
I don't know.
I think we have to. Yeah, it's on. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
No, no.
Speaking to the microphone.
No, it's on. It's on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So I'm Gianmarco Sanna. I'm the founder and leader of the Geminiani Project, based in London. And I'm gonna tell you my story in 5 minutes. What happened is that I moved to London. I left Italy in 1997, and I went to France. I went to Germany. Thank you very much. That was killing me. That was really killing me. And I went to Germany for a few months, and I lived in Portugal, in Spain. I mean, I went around. At a certain point, I decided to move to England, to London, and I decided to start fresh, a new project. I didn't have a very clear idea of what I wanted to do, but I knew that had to be something new, something, I don't know, I had this feeling of something real somehow. Anyway, I wasn't sure, and I started making a research on the internet just to make myself, just to make my mind. And I started seeing posts on Facebook, for example, of people that was publishing things about music at 432. I didn't know anything or almost anything about that. So I was quite, unprepared. So I started, going deeper and deeper. And I saw that there is, funky music, for example, since 2002 or something like this. I mean, Jamiroquai was recording at 432. I said, this is funny. I mean, this is something that deserves a little bit more curiosity and more effort from me. So I went deeper, and at a certain point, I started asking myself, what is this 432 and blah, blah, blah. So I started understanding and discovering, I opened a window to a new universe. So I was really amazed, and I thought, okay, this might be my new project. This might be my new project. And they say, but I need to know much more than this. That was 2012, only 4 years ago. And I was sure that as, you know, funky music and pop music were, I mean, the Pink Floyd recorded a 432, for example. I mean, much before that. So I was like, why? I mean, there must be something, you know, in this. There must be something true in this. So I started, questioning myself about why 440? Why they sold me this story about 440? You know, all my life, you know, the A, you know, the A pitch, you know, went up and up and up, and after, you know, we stopped at 440. Yeah, but now, for example, you know, we are in Germany, Berliner Philharmonic, they are tuning at, I think, 446. I mean, where is this going to stop? This is like Babel Tower, I don't quite understand. So I was a little bit, you know, like no, this has to stop somehow. This is not fair. And on top of that, every day I was opening internet, I was finding out, I was discovering more and more interesting things, like the quality of the frequency, what the frequency does. Because one thing is to say, okay, I play 432, but I'm not really sure about that. I mean, why? I'm not really sure about why. No. I found out extremely interesting things. I mean, experiments from, you know, okay, give me that. The Nazi soldiers and blah, blah, blah. I mean, and Goebbels, I guess, he made experimentations on soldiers at 432, 440, 450. And he found out that when he was playing the very same piece from the very same recording at 440, 450, their heartbeat rate were raising. So their blood pressure were raising. Their aggressivity were raising. So everything was more, it was like a free Red Bull, if you want. If you let me go, you know, if you let me pass the turn. So it was pretty much that. So he thought, So if the frequency has this power, I can use this power, right? For bad meanings, you know, for bad reasons. So I thought, okay, if there is a way to use this power for bad reasons, there must be a way to use this power for good reasons too. So I want to do that. And by the way, Geminiani Project, why? Because I was there in London in 2012, and I found out that it was the 250th anniversary of the death of Francesco Geminiani, which was an Italian violinist and composer, which moved to London in 1714, and he was very much successful. He became the musician of the king, the court musician. So I thought, that is the guy, that is the name, I want to pick that name. You know, he's Italian like me, in London, okay, probably gives me luck. You know, so that's why I did it. Anyway, going back to the frequency, you know, I started doing stuff, I founded the Facebook page, and after I founded the company, and what happened is that I started tuning myself at 432. It was very hard for 1-2 days. It was quite hard. I don't lie. Sorry. But at the same time, it was different. I had a Nicolas Loupeau violin of the end of 18th century. I mean, almost 250 years old violin, and I was struggling all the time to get it balanced. The wolf, I don't know if it's a technical word. I mean, the wolf is when two notes like B and C, for example, two close notes, they vibrate at the same time. So you play a C, and the B part of the violin starts vibrating too. They don't match. They don't go together. So it goes like this. So it's a crazy note, if you want. And we call it wolf, because it goes like this kind of sound. And he always had a wolf. and the best Stradivarius, they have all the Wolf, the best Guarneri, they have all the Wolf. And what happens is that I started tuning at 432 and the Wolf disappeared. I'm not joking. I mean, I was like, okay, must be a coincidence. You know, it's a coincidence. And after other coincidences, you know, the violin was much more balanced, much sweeter. Another 1 minute story. I have a violin diploma, and after I had another violin, much less, you know, not so good as this one. And it was screaming all the time. I don't believe I have a bad sound. I don't believe I have a screaming sound. I don't believe so. And the violin was screaming into my ear, and I didn't understand why. I was like 25 years old at the time. So I decided, probably the violin is not my instrument. So I decided to take another diploma in viola, because I thought, okay, probably viola is lower, so it suits me better. So I took the diploma in viola, and also the viola was screaming. It wasn't the violin, and it wasn't the viola. It was the frequency. It was only the frequency. You understand? So anyway. So what happens is that I was very much happy with, you know, much happier than before with this new frequency, which is, it was new to me, but after I found out interesting things like you know, the perimeter of Geza pyramid multiplied by 432 gives you the equator of the planet, and the height of the same pyramid multiplied by 432 gives you the polar circumference of the planet. I mean, coincidences again, you know. So it's not. I mean, I don't believe in coincidences. But anyway, let's say so. And I started doing this. So I started doing everything at 432, teaching, playing. I had to refuse many jobs from orchestras. You know, they asked me out. They asked me auditions and stuff, and I say no, because I decided, you know, another kind of life. Suicide, probably, but I am happy this way. So I started living in another way. And now I have to say that every single time that I have a student that has to give an exam, you know, in an ABRSM, for example, school or something, and they're private students, right? So they come to me, so I teach them at 432, and they know it. And after they have to go to the exam, the piano is tuned at 440, and I have to tune the violin at 440. Oh my God! I mean, it's like I don't want to die. It's so aggressive. It gives me the feeling of acidity, aggressive. You know, really back to that feeling of screaming. You know, somehow. And teaching privately, I found, you know, another Italian guy like 34 years old. I was telling her just last night. And he's an engineer with application in motorbike competition. So he's a very enthusiastic motorbiker and blah, blah, blah. And I started talking about the 432, hoping that he could understand. And I thought, and he was looking at me like, uh-oh, this guy's crazy. I was like, okay, shut up now, okay. So if you want to change a teacher, please go ahead and change a teacher. No, I said, no, actually, you know what, I give you that. I believe you, and you know why. Because we in engineer motorbike preparation and stuff and blah, 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 when we have a part, a piece of the bike that we want to be more flexible, for example, we bombard this part at a certain frequency. So I was like, what? So frequency does this? I mean, I was amazed. Yeah. With frequency, you can do this, you can do that, and blah, blah, blah. And after that, I started, you know, discovering Masaru Emoto with the water, you know, how the frequency can change the shape of the, you know, the water, actually. You know, it shapes depending on the frequency. It's amazing. Now they are making objects, small objects, fly at a certain frequency. This is amazing. So the frequency is powerful. It's so powerful, much beyond what we thought until now, because nobody talked about this. You know, nobody said anything about that, because it's, yeah, of course, you know, because, okay, I have my theory, but, you know, power is a very tricky thing, right? So who's in charge wants to have power, wants to keep the power. So obviously, you know, you make 2 + 2, you know. So this is, in my opinion, what happens, right? So, okay, and nothing. I'm very happy about this. And the camerata started just naturally. I mean, you have a project, you must have a camerata, you must have a string ensemble. And that's the best way, in my opinion, to make feel the difference between the two frequencies, right? And it was very tough. It was very tough at the beginning. But eventually, now it's getting much better. And you saw it, you know, who went to the concert last night, you know, so that Roberto Valdés, for example, he never played a 432. And he came from Portugal as a friend, and he's an international soloist. He's a very renowned soloist and teacher. And he came from Portugal just to, you know, to try, to help me, of course, but also to try. Eiffel, the viola player, never played a 432 either. The double bass player, Jochen, very curious guy, very interesting guy, very good musician, actually. He never played a 432, enthusiastic. And it was tough. It was very tough at the beginning, but in the end, I believe that this is the only way that I can, at least, I can pursue it. I mean, I can't see myself doing anything else, really. And it's not because I'm here now, but I'm here now because of this. It's the other way around. Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
So we had a fantastic concert yesterday.
Well, thank you very much.
And specifically the whole tuning in the church, the warmth that we experienced from the sound.
Well, I hope so.
It changed people throughout the evening. And 20 years ago, the Schiele Institute started this campaign for the Verdi tuning, and there was a lot of prominent singers, because for singers it's also a big deal to all the time have to sing higher and higher. And at that time, there was a lot of singers who caught on to that, but somehow the general music life was not really catching on to that. But it seems that right now there are some circles, more and more people, more musicians.
Absolutely, yes.
Doing
absolutely.
This. So can you tell me more
absolutely.
About that?
I think that, I believe that when I get in, for example, when I found this, because it was a underground, you know, movement, but it was, I forgot to say this, it was an underground movement, but it wasn't about the classical music. And it was like almost a secret movement somehow, you know, if you want. And I thought, okay, must be full of, you know, ensembles, 432. And I remember myself researching for like 1 week, every day, like 8 hours per day. I couldn't find one group, only one. So I thought, okay, that's it, that's me. That's going to be me. But this is not like this now. It's not anymore like this. Now you go on YouTube, or you go on Facebook, and people, they claim that, you know, I have a colleague in Bulgaria, Ivan Yanakiev. He has another ensemble in Bulgaria. And there is a Russian guy which is teaching only a 432. I can't remember his name now. In Brazil, he started in Brazil. Italy is full of people crazy about the 432. So it's spreading so fast and so quick because, in my opinion, It is what you felt last night. It is. Not because it was me playing and Roberto Valdés. It could be Heifetz, it could be the guy in the street. It's the same. I mean, it's not about the musical, technical thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the feeling that you have when you play and you receive something at that frequency, at the original frequency, because it's called the original frequency. And there must be a reason because of that, right? But it's more about that. So people are realizing this, and they feel it. I tell you only this. First concert with the Camerata Geminiani in London, 2013. June, 13th of June, right? 13th of June of 2013. I believe so. We played a concert. We didn't say anything because I was sure, you know, somebody's going to kill me on the stage because I'm a heretic or something, you know, I'm the devil or something, you know. Because people, you know, people is not ready for what they don't understand. And so generally, instinctively, you know, every one of us, you know, somehow, in a little bit, you know, we are not ready for what we don't understand, what we don't know. So we try to avoid it until we know a little bit more. What happens is that we play the concert. We play quite well, nothing, you know, but we play, you know. And at the end of the concert, arrives this quite old man with his son and a lady. And he asked me, he told me this, I remember like yesterday. He told me, listen, I go to Barbican Hall, I go to Royal Albert Hall every weekend. I know what music is, you know, so I know, you know, but I know quality. Yeah, you probably, you know, you made some mistakes, some notes, you know, like this and that. But what the heck did you do with the sound? What did you do with the sound? What is your trick? I never heard such a sound. And he was amazed. I mean, what is you use special, probably you use gut strings or something. But no, because I heard, you know, Baroque ensembles, and they don't sound like you. What happens? And then I explained him. And he was like, oh, my God. No, we have to go to a pub and talk about it, you know. because he couldn't believe my, you know, he couldn't believe my words. This is what happens with 432. Because, and people is more aware of this, because people is, this is a moment of, this is a fresh moment, you know. This is a moment of awareness, you know, where people is a little bit like waking up. You understand? Some people is, you know, wake up in an aggressive way, and they just, you know, you're against me, we are enemies or something. You know, they want to fight. Some other people, they question themselves, they ask themselves and others around, and they try to understand what is going on. So this is, in my opinion, this is my feeling, you know, and in my opinion, this is a good moment. 20 years ago, when the Schiller Institute started experimentation with huge names, I was shocked, you know. In Tebaldi, and I was like, oh my God, this must be something that I will have to research. There were no internet. I remember myself passing by a newspaper shop, you know, and I saw Renata Tebaldi in first page. Renata Tebaldi suits the Italian government, Italian Commission of Musicians because of this and this and that, because they didn't apply what Verdi asked them. And that was like, I think I was 18 years old. I was studying in Italian Conservatory of Milan. And I couldn't get it. I understood that some scandal is there. I wasn't, you know, there wasn't any internet, you know, forget about that. There wasn't even CDs, you know. It was a miracle if you had a long play, you know. That was a miracle already. Sure. So, but I understood that, but I couldn't go any farther because you turn on the TV, nobody was talking about that. After that newspaper, even if you buy it, The end of the story is there, at the end of the story. That's it. So you couldn't get any information, you know, around. And so you was pretty much cut out of anything. So probably the right time wasn't at that moment. And I'm not saying that those experimentations were useless, absolutely, on the other hand, much useful now, but probably now is the right moment. This is my personal opinion. I'm sorry for that, but this is just my personal opinion. I feel this about musicians around. They're not looking at me with squared eyes like, like, what did you smoke last night? Like, you know, this is not this anymore. It's more like, okay, I got your point. So it's more like, yeah, probably he's right. I don't have the right information to say no. Probably he's right. Let me see. So a door is opening, you know, in each one of the person that I talk to, and with my mouth or with my violin, whatever, but there is something, and it's spreading much faster than I thought, way faster than I thought. So, yeah.
Thank you very much, Gianmarco.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Just few things. Thank you for this first.
So I just want to say that it took a bit of time before Giuseppe Verdi's ideas came into as a campaign again, because he was a politician and he fought for this.
Oh, yeah.
So we represent that, and I think he would be very grateful.
Oh, I think so too. Absolutely. And I take, you know, these last moments, because I know I'm a big speaker. You know, I talk too much. So, and I have a plane to catch. So what happens is that I just want to thank everybody for inviting the Camerata Gimignani. I want to thank Roberto Valdez for participating in the concert and everything. I want to thank everybody, each one of you. I want to thank everybody that made this possible. Okay, so, and thank you to come and to, you know, join us in this musical adventure. Okay, hope to see you soon. Bye.